Hi, this is Middleton Family Medicine. This is Rick. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling regarding about a bill we got for my husband.
Uh-huh. I'm doing good. Sure, if you can just give me the date of birth for your husband, then I can pull up the account.
January 24th, 1979.
And his name is?
Michael Huang.
Michael, okay. Okay, just give me a minute. Michael. And you received a statement for $30?
Yes, because he visited the Dr. Yun, which is a PCP, is a primary care doctor. So the co-payment should be $30, which he already paid at the office last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just give
you
me
guys
a
might have billed him you guys might have billed him incorrectly.
Okay, let me check the claim. So yeah, it was billed under Michael Yun. And the insurance charged you $60. I'm not really sure why that happened, but that is a co-payment amount of $60 from your insurance. And your past claims were only $30, right?
Yes, but why $60? It's incorrect.
Okay, let me have a look over there then. Just give me a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah, because if it was billed under Michael, so I'm not really sure why the insurance did that, but let me see your past claims over here then.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one I see that was just a $30. Oh no, the last one was also a $60 copay. The last service you had with Michael Yoon on February 10th of 2025, on that date of service also there was a $60 that was charged by the insurance. Before that,
so that's incorrect too then.
Okay, so I can do one thing from my side, and the thing is this was from the insurance that the copay was left by the insurance. So you can give a call to the insurance and have a chat with them, and I can also give a call to the insurance and have a chat with them. So we can get to the point where if the insurance agrees to reprocess the claim, then we can do that. Because
are you guys gonna refund me the extra $30 we charged last time then?
Sorry? Yeah, if the insurance says that if the insurance says that yeah, it should have been only $30, and if they reprocess the claim and once we will receive the payment, yeah, we for sure will refund you the money. It won't be a problem. But if
can you please talk to that?
Yeah, but I would suggest you to call the insurance from your side first, because if I will call from my side, I know I will only get the answer that it has been processed correctly. But if you will call, then they will give you a proper answer. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me when was the last visit again?
Okay, sure. Just
like the last bill.
Yeah, okay, so there is one from April 21st that was charged $60. And then there's
so yes,
bill
sorry,
from April 21st.
April 21st.
First of 2025. And the other date of service is February 10th of 2025.
February 10th. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you can give a call tomorrow, because we are gonna close in about 15 to 20 minutes. So
okay.
You can give us a call tomorrow, and if you want, you can ask for Rick, and you will get connected to me. So yeah, then I can give a call to your insurance from my side, and then let me see what I can do on.
Okay. How can I? What's your name? So like, should I tell them to call you?
Rick. R I C K.
Any extension?
No, it will be the direct number. So I will give you the number. Just give me a minute. I'm not sure what you have with you, but our number is 978-274-7027.
Nine seven eight two seven four seven zero two seven.
Yep, that's correct. That's for the billing department. So you will call over here, you can ask for me, and you will get connected.
That's a Rick.
Yep, Rick.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah. You as well.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.